I'm trash, you're trash, we're all trash. We're here to prove that we're not your typical weebs, your brand new favorite anime podcast. Hey, it's your host, Dan.
Hey, it's Dominique.
And this week, Melissa's taking a break, so it's just me and Dom today.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure. So this week, what are we talking about?
We're actually talking about censorship, and I think we could probably focus on specifically, like, censorship that we've personally witnessed slash, like, American censorship.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people will probably assume, like, everything that we can talk about is all just the American stuff, all the Western censorship, but, you know, we could probably mention this later on in the episode, but Japan also censors their anime when it comes to when it airs.
Yeah.
But let's focus on the Western side of things, because me and you growing up as kids and watching anime growing up, you know, we probably didn't notice when we were kids, but nowadays that we're adults with, you know, adult eyes, we kind of really do notice how the overt censorship in a lot of the anime we knew and love.
Yeah, because, like, the comparison between, like, anime in Japan versus anime in America, like, the censorship between the two, like, clashes so heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, because you would think as an East Asian country, Japan would be much more conservative about things. And, like, America, you know, everyone's image of America is, like, buck-ass, naked, wild, like, crazy, sexual, like, you know.
Yeah, there, no, it's weird how it's reversed.
Yeah.
You got an example?
Yeah. So one of the first ones, like, I think we have to kind of start with, like, our childhood animes.
Yeah.
Especially for you and I, like, Pokemon, for one, had quite a bit of censorship.
Yes, it did. And we have some examples, like the infamous, like, James bikini scene that no one can see unless you go to YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
There's also, like, kind of, like, I don't want to say good, but, like, just good, like, better reasons for censorship, because in America, and I think in Japan too, actually, there was one episode where, like, the attacks made, like, so many flashing lights and colors on the screen, it actually caused people to have seizures and stuff.
Yes, the Porygon episode.
Yeah, so they, so that essentially got, aired or, like, re-aired.
It only aired in Japan and it never came to America.
Yeah.
There was also some weird examples of censorship where, for the longest time, Brock pulls out, like, what's clearly a rice ball, but he would always refer to it as a donut.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't understand it back then. Like, food in the 90s, early 200s was, like, not as internationally, like, well-stated as it is now. Like, people probably couldn't even imagine this, but, like...
But they didn't even try to, like, hide it.
And they didn't even try to, like, redraw the scene so it, like, overlaid with donuts so it would make more sense. They just straight up just used onigiri and called it donuts. They were like, these are Asian donuts. And I'm like, that is not true.
There's an amazing episode, video on YouTube called Four Kids Hates Rice Balls. By the way, get used to hearing that name for a while in this episode, guys.
Yeah, Four Kids is responsible for pretty much almost all of it.
Where it gives us all the examples of them, like, doing everything they can to either avoid mentioning a rice ball, or you mentioned how they even didn't try to, like, hide it's a rice ball. They did eventually start doing that, because remember there was an episode where a giant rice ball falls down the hill. They literally replaced it with a sandwich.
Yeah. So actually, I'm reading this here, but, like, they called rice balls donuts, but they specifically called it jelly-filled donuts. Like, the filling inside these things are jelly.
it's the weirdest crap. It's like, I don't understand the logic there. Like, oh no, we can't have our American children understand that they can eat rice in a ball form.
Took out everything possible and made it, like, essentially Western to fit their idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one famous one I remember is the tentacles episode.
Oh, yes. do you want to elaborate on that one?
I mean, tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
Anime.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I mean, but now it's gotten a lot better. I mean, we got things like Bad Dragon now.
Okay. Thank God we have the explicit sign on.
What? So, there's all the positors and stuff like that. Like, it's fine.
So, yeah, it's, you know, a lot of people remember Pokemon with that weird censorship. It's not the only big, like, childhood anime that had, especially in its early days, weird censorship. But one that comes to mind for me especially is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. So
I remember growing up with Dragon Ball Z. I remember when I would watch it on Saturday morning cartoon time slots, they did everything they can to avoid the concept of death in Dragon Ball Z.
They did that for Yu-Gi-Oh! Too, actually.
Yes. This also fits into that, where instead of actually dying, people were sent to the other dimension.
Yeah.
Or the Shadow Realm in Yu-Gi-Oh!'s case.
Ooh, Shadow Realm.
There's a great example of this during the earliest arcs in Dragon Ball Z, the Saiyan Saga, where after Nappa kills a bunch of reporters in the plains.
Yeah.
Tien, just looking at up in the sky, only him on screen just goes, "I see their parachutes. They're fine."
Yeah. There was one scene in Dragon Ball. I don't know if they still include this now, but it's when baby Goku pats Bulma between the legs saying, "Oh, your pillow is gone."
They just cut it out.
Yeah, they just cut it out entirely, right?
Yes, they just cut out the scene where Goku pats Bulma for balls.
Yeah, so that's a legitimate scene in Dragon Ball. I think some people wouldn't realize, but that's a legitimate scene because he doesn't know the difference between men and women because he only grew up around men. So she doesn't have a dick to use as a pillow.
No. But yeah, the idea that you can't have children understand that death is a thing, especially in cartoons, is just so very bizarre to me.
Oh, okay. So probably one of the most obviously known censored Western censorship, Sailor Moon.
Yep, and here's the next big thing that kids can never know about growing up in America.
Yeah, LGBTQ relationships, right? Sailor Moon was really forefront for the time period that it was made.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the examples here. You have two of the major villains of the first arc. I think it was Soy Sight, and I can't remember the other, Nephlite or something like that.
It's your Fisheye.
Yeah, whatever. doesn't matter what the names are. They were so afraid of explaining, hey, why are these two guy characters flirting with each other when they actually legit change the gender of the character. Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's, I'm not going to say better, but it's a little more understandable in terms of a censorship thing than just turning the two lesbian characters into cousins and making the subtext all incest.
I mean, incest is fine, guys, as long as you're not gay.
Holy shit, you're sending a completely different message here, which is honestly worse right now. It's worse. What are you doing? This is worse.
I think, obviously, now that we're growing up, we kind of understand, this is so fucking stupid, but especially in the early 90s and late 90s, I guess we clearly, as a society, we were not ready to confront that for kids, even though apparently it's okay for kids in Japan to be exposed to this kind of stuff.
It makes no sense. As long as your parenting is good and you can explain it to your kid, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Also, homosexuality has been around since the fucking Roman days, even before then. So who the fuck are you kidding?
So there's one more piece of Western censorship I feel like we would be doing a disservice if we didn't address. And we're going to go back to the realm of 4Kids.
Okay.
And we need to talk about one of the biggest, if not the biggest, manga anime franchises in Japan right now, and probably the world. And that is One Piece.
Yeah, I was about to mention it.
So back in 2004, it was announced that One Piece was going to air on what was then known as the Fox Box. God, that was a weird-ass name. Brought to you by everyone's favorite localizer, 4Kids.
4Kids fucked up so much shit.
From from first second, we knew we were in for a bad time when, first of all, side note, that horrible, horrible theme song they made instead of We Are.
Yeah.
One piece of rap.
Ooh. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I feel like I should like splice it in the background at this
Please
point.
Please don't. We don't need to subject anyone to that.
You're right. I should not. No one should have to suffer through that. But you, right away, we knew that things were going to be off right away. And so what does the One Piece, if you're living on the rock, is about pirates living in the sea. You have things like Marines who have guns. So we can't have that in a kid's show, especially when it's airing on Saturday morning cartoons. So what do? They replace all the guns with what looks like super soakers. And here, in case of one scene, a contraption that looked like a hammer that's attached to a trigger. That's something out of Tom and Jerry.
Like, what was it?
I think I'm going to use that image for the episode preview.
Yeah. So, like, what is it? First of all, these motherfuckers are pirates. They're criminals.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole point of this fucking entire thing. And pirates were known to drink alcohol. They, like,
they drank juice.
Kill, like, yeah. And now, instead, we have juice. Sanji, instead of being a drink addict, was a lollipop addict for some godforsaken reason.
Oh, that terrible, terrible Photoshop.
What was it? Like, they cut out 39 entire episodes.
Mm-hmm.
For the dumbest reasons, but they kept like episodes that were honestly probably worse in aspects to some of these other 39.
Mm-hmm. And it for the longest time is like I as a One Piece fan before it aired in America, because I read Shonen Jump back in the time when it actually was a thing here in Japan and America, I was absolutely destroyed with how badly they botched it. I did not watch a single episode after that. Thank God Funimation got it afterwards.
Like, I hate the fact that we had to, like, suffer through this period of westernization, mm-hmm. essentially. Like, so, it's just as bad as Hollywood adaptations. Maybe worse, honestly.
Probably worse, because we have the idea of what it's supposed to be like, except now we're forced to watch it with this obviously censored parts of it.
Oh. If you know about this one, but Cardcaptor Sakura.
Oh.
So, like, now everyone knows, like, Cardcaptor Sakura is pretty much like one of the biggest names and probably the biggest claim to fame that the Clamp series really has.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, despite how popular Sailor Moon and even like Powerpuff Girls and stuff was. Like, despite how popular, like, these female-centered things were, when they brought Cardcaptor Sakura over, they're like, okay, Sakura is no longer the protagonist. She's no longer MC. Like, excuse me? Her name's legitimately in the title.
No, it's not.
And the one you turn into the protagonist doesn't even show up for the first, like, 3 or 4 episodes.
What are you talking about? The show is called Cardcaptors. Oh, yeah, and also get rid of all the gay stuff.
It's fucking, like, who the fuck was in charge that you would allow for this? Like, it's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
It's our friends for kids.
Oh, God. Like, I understand cutting, like, chopping down certain bits because it gets, like, too violent. Or, like, cuts out parts and scenes. Like, it should be possible to essentially chop out a scene in between to make sure it flows better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's still, like, in a way, like, everyone's still going to be reserved in terms of showing their children stuff like this. But come on, at least do it well. At least do it so it makes sense.
Thankfully, with the advent of, you know, stuff like streaming and the idea that, you know what, anime is probably the most mainstream it's ever been compared to when we were kids, that censorship in anime is not really that big of a thing for the most part here in America, especially for TV. It's been a long time since I actually watched TV, so I wouldn't really know.
Yeah, I also don't, but I mean, if it was really bad, I mean, I don't think we would get gambling porn.
True. I mean, again, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't air on any television network unless it was like
I don't know, HBO Adult Swim.
Maybe. You know what? They're very weirder.
Honestly, Robot Chicken as a whole is worse.
Yes.
Than most of these things. Oh, so there's one that I was just personally offended by.
Oh no.
Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind.
Ooh, the infamous sword. Okay, yeah, go ahead and elaborate on this.
This was before I was born, right? But, yes. Like, it was still, like, going around when by the time we could actually watch this stuff, like, this censored version. They cut out so much of the film. Like, they cut out this entire, like, learning about the world and the build, like... Let me look this up real quick. From a two-hour movie, they cut out 24 whole minutes of just interactions, world building, and the like.
That's a quarter of the film.
Yeah, and then they completely rewrote it and re-spliced the scenes and put them all together. They took Hayao Miyazaki's work and then just basically like Frankenstein ragdolled this. By the way, he's been canceled now and is a shit human being, but Harvey Weinstein wanted to do the same to Princess Mononoke.
Oh no, if I'm reading
this correctly.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and so Hayato Miyazaki sent him a samurai sword saying no cuts engraved on the plate.
And guess what? Since then, there's never been a cut in any of his films when they were brought here.
Yeah, like, don't touch his work. He does the way he does things. Like, you can't take a masterpiece artwork and then just butcher it like that.
Oof. Now,
what's a good comparison? Like, that's essentially what Avengers Endgame was. You went there.
Okay, I would have said that's what Justice League was.
What, the Snyder Cut or
both?
God, okay. We just really hate Western stuff.
So let's kind of to get away from the Western stuff. Let's actually go back to Japan, and because Japan's not exactly innocent of not censoring their own stuff either.
Yeah. Although, it depends, like, because there's the fan service censorship, and then there's, like, actual legitimate censorship.
So I got a couple of examples here I want to bring up. The first one that comes up is Terraform Mars.
Oh.
Which is basically super-powered animal splice humans versus humanoid cockroaches. It's... really,
yeah, that anime, that manga and anime had so much potential.
Yes, because it was known for its graphic violence, so that when it finally aired in Japan, we had giant black circles covering every bad thing in that show.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
Then why bother airing it, right?
I know, like, I mean, at least like uncut, like uncensored Blu-rays exist, thankfully, yeah. But like, what the hell kind of thing?
Another one that comes to mind is one of the more popular ones, and that's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, like, even the fan service portions, like, some of the censorship is so fucking bad. It's just giant bars of light.
Yeah, so in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, specifically in Stardust Crusaders, whenever Jotaro smokes, they literally black out his entire mouth. So that you can't tell that he's smoking.
It's so odd. This is why I'm so glad they're like uncensored cuts and versions of these, because then you can watch the material in its purest sense.
Mm-hmm. And continuing on with the violence train, let's talk about Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh my god, Tokyo Ghoul.
So there is one, Tokyo Ghoul is probably well known for its tragic story and just really torturing of characters, but it's also really known for its unbelievable amounts of gore. Because it's about humans eating humans.
Yeah.
There was one particularly bad scene where, rather than just like try to work, then put a giant black bar on it, they just put the negative of it. Like, they literally reverse the colors.
Yeah. It's... On one hand, it's better than, like, essentially...
Covering it up
and splicing it out so it doesn't make sense and just ruining the flow of the story. But on the other hand, it's really distracting and it takes you out of the whole mood and vibe of the entire situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot, honestly.
And there's been situations also, and not just like when it's airing, where episodes of certain animes will actually be cut or stop airing, because unfortunately, there'll be times where it mirrors real life tragedies.
Yeah.
For example, School Days, the final episode was delayed because there was a very similar murder incident that happened right before it aired.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened with Psycho Pass. Same thing would happen with Higurashi.
Ken has a problem.
There's a problem here.
There was the Yandere killer recently.
Yes.
Semi-recently over in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was a cosplayer and cosplayed as from Darling in the Franxx 02.
Yep.
Like, and then everyone's like, blew up and is like, oh, I want a yonder girlfriend. I'm like, are you?
No, you don't.
People really like yonder. I can't, like, the amount of times I've seen just Himiko Toga cosplayed and the like. Like, I get it. I get the character design appeal of it and a lot of that. But if you're actually wanting someone with that kind of personality or that kind of mind mentality to be your girlfriend, maybe you should go get checked out too.
Dom, she's just the anime equivalent of Harley Quinn.
No,
not in terms of like personality, but equivalency in terms
of like
popular character. It's an easy cosplay to do to get attention.
I get it, but like Harley Quinn's character is so much deeper than that.
Yes, I'm not arguing against
that.
She's not
a complete psychopath in the sense of like that.
It's just an easy cosplay to do.
Yeah, still though. Why?
You know what? I feel like that's the potential for another episode in the future. It's like, stay on that thread for a while. Like, we might need to revisit that idea.
Easily suggested cosplays, essentially.
The most common cosplays and why they're so popular.
Oh god, that's a whole deep dive in itself.
God, we need to like have an actual cosplay expert on that one.
That would probably be Melissa.
Yeah.
Or if we can get a actual cosplayer to come on and guest.
I mean, there's a few in mind I have, so.
Yeah.
I think that kind of wraps up our censorship talk, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people find you, Dom?
Oh, at Thus the Raven.
And you Twitter. Can find on Twitter. And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter also. And don't forget to follow the official network socials at NGP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're on just about everything. Don't forget to check out the Discord while you're there. It's the best way to hang out with all of us off stream or off recording. And while you're here listening to this, guys, please do not forget to leave us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to our show. Let's make ourselves watch that stupid Hitachi series.
We're
going to
call him Senpai.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's already a thing. Anyway, guys, this has been Not Your Typical Leaves, and don't forget, do not let your trash define. See you next time, guys.